The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, and it is Friday, folks. Already the ninth day of August, 2019. My guest today, Jerry Day, Emmy Award-winning television producer, writer, host, activist. Guy's been around the block a few times. His YouTube channel, Minivan Jack, not completely wiped off of the internet. He has emfhelpcenter.com as well. And his friend, and I'm going to be contacting her, idpsolutions.org. Folks, this is information that's got to be spread far and wide, and that has been the mission of Republic Broadcasting Network since its inception. We know what's going on. Whether people want to believe it or not, we're going to make that information available, and they can, well, to their own peril, pay attention or not. Do I still have Chris in Vegas? You still there?
I am, John. Last thing, I thought Jerry might find it interesting to know the reason I was ejected from that PUC meeting. And as soon as the expert from then Nevada Energy, or Nevada Power then, now Nevada Energy, since it's got new owners, the first thing out of the so-called expert's mouth was that smart meters save money. And I said one word, as I know in law we have to object if somebody puts an absolute lie on the record or it stands as truth unrebutted. And I said objection. And because I said objection, I was escorted under force of arms from that meeting because it didn't go along with the false narrative they were trying to put forth. And there's no way a smart meter, which uses power, can use less than an analog meter. So I thank you so much for your advocacy and your truth out there, Jerry, enlightening the people. God bless you and God bless America and Republic Broadcasting.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate the call. Ken in Fort Worth, you're up next. Hello, Ken.
Steve Ross, like Steve Ross said, they nailed Jesus to a tree, and it was an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. Hey, does the smart meters have cameras and microphones in them?
No, what they do is they commit surveillance by recording what every appliance in your house does, when it does it, and those appliances are identifiable to the head end, to the algorithms that analyze the data that come back in. So they can tell not only what appliance you have, not only what make and model it is, but whether or not it needs repair, because they can see the current draw profile and they can analyze that. So if you can imagine every single electric device in your property being identifiable when it is being operated, this is much higher resolution than cameras and microphones could give them in terms of surveillance data. It's very high resolution in terms of the lifestyle and the behavioral patterns going on at that location. So, as far as I know, it doesn't involve cameras. They have no use to put a camera out on your utility meter, usually outside the house. So they're using this electrical analysis to determine what you do all day long inside your home.
Hey, I'm gone.
Thank you, Ken. I appreciate it very much. Ken, by the way, Jerry used to be a political caller. Years ago, he would call in. He'd have something to say about politics, never extending past one sentence.
Right.
Now Ken's view has changed, and so has his phone calls.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, that was a good question.
Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles in Maine. How are you?
Yeah. Hi, Jerry. I just wanted to say hi and keep up the great, sensational job. And
thank you.
By the way, I purchased my analog meter through you. So thanks a ton. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm probably one of the few. I should have probably got an autograph model, but thanks anyway.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Miles, because I want to explain what we're doing now. That we've changed our whole tactic. What we used to do was we found a source for electromechanical meters, the old safe and lawful kind, and we suggested you send a refusal of the electronic meter to your power company and tell them they had 30 days to get it off your property, or you would provide your own electromechanical safe and lawful meter. And what that worked for a couple of years, few years, and that would buy people time, and that did have them go away, and they knew they were liable for the damages of the electronic meters. And so that has now changed. And what they are doing now is they're threatening to shut off your service if you do that. And so we have developed a new tactic at my website, emfhelpcenter.com, a new tactic where you do not refuse the electronic meter. You accept the electronic meter, and then you do the mitigation yourself. So there's four major problems: radio frequency radiation, dirty electricity, fire hazard, and surveillance. And there are ways on that website to mitigate every one of those problems. And you do that yourself, and you don't go into this big, horrible adversarial conflict and battle with your power company. You don't have them threatening to shut off your electricity. And, of course, I always recommend to people the best thing you can ever do is go off-grid and shut off that account altogether. But most people can't do that, certainly not right away. So the solution is to mitigate. And because if you go down that old road where you get your safe and lawful meter and you threaten to put it on and you play hardball and you refuse the electronic meter, you will at this point simply get your electricity shut off, and you'll face a lot of penalty charges and stuff like that. So we have a lot
Jerry,
of go ahead.
I think I got grandfathered in, but not only that, I couldn't quite calculate it because it's month to month, but it seems like I saved about 15-20% with this meter.
Oh, yeah.
So I was a very satisfied customer.
Very good, yeah. And you're lucky. And those people who, held their ground, and if the power company, for whatever reason, whether it might be local ordinances, it might be somebody with a conscience at the electric company, they're able to keep that safe and lawful electromechanical meter, then they are far better off. No question about that. And I congratulate you, and thanks for that story.
Yeah, thank you, and I hope you sell 50 million of those things, because not only they work great, like I said, it helped my bill go down, but I just beat the wire, got underneath the wire, and they haven't bothered me at all ever since. So thanks, and keep up the great job.
All right,
well, good for you. We're not offering those anymore, because so many people got into trouble, and I'm glad that you have not, and hope it stays that way. And if you get some kind of bad reaction or something, they come back to you and say, okay, now your time's up, now you have to have the electronic meter, just get to us at emfhelpcenter.com, and there's solutions there for that.
All right, Miles, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
All right. By the way, I had an email sent to me, idpsolutions.org. That's showing up under www.idpservice.org.
Yes, she has a forwarding link for some reason on that. So either one is, you're in the right zone there.
Very good. All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
800-313-9443. Out in L.A., I posted this story up today, and I was absolutely shocked by this. I don't know, have you ever heard of a radio doctor by the name of Dr. Drew Pinsky?
No, Dr. Drew. They just call him Dr. Drew, I believe, right?
Okay. Well, he was blacklisted from the mainstream circuit for commenting on Hillary Clinton's obvious poor health.
Yeah.
And they basically 86'd him. Now, just recently, he did a on a Periscope broadcast with the cartoonist Scott Adams, most famously known for Dilbert.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Scott Adams, and he was on with Dr. Drew. And Drew said something that kind of shook everybody, and I've known this now for about 6 weeks, that there's a bubonic plague starting in California. And most people, Jerry, they go, oh, come on, man, that's a dark ages, that's Middle Ages stuff. That's not California, that's not L.A. of today. Well, the last bubonic plague outbreak to occur in the United States was almost 100 years ago, from 1924 to 1925. Guess where? Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Well, and the last outbreak of this occurred in the 14th century.
Yeah, yeah.
And they called that the Black Death. So in California, my God in heaven.
I don't know. When you have decent sanitation and, you know, our modern ways of living, the idea that those things could come back are not credible. And what happens when you start looking at the conduct of these secret laboratories like Lawrence Livermore and all these crazy laboratories where they experiment with these pathogens, these are, you know, Ebola, E. coli, H1N1, you name it. These all originate from these labs. Well, how did they get out? How are they doing this? You know, and where did bubonic plague come from? And where has that been for the last 50 or 100 years? You know, and so it becomes highly suspicious that these things are not being, you might say, induced on the population. And, you know, there's a lot of evidence for that. You know, like the slightest thing goes wrong, if it's going to sell vaccines, it's a big deal in the media. You know, and it's like, you know, have four measles cases, and now everybody has to get measles vaccines, even though measles is not deadly and the vaccine is. You know, it's beyond reason, you know, what they're doing. So I take that with a grain of salt. I'm in California. I'm not concerned about the bubonic plague here. That's media hype as far as I'm concerned. And if they are releasing bubonic plague pathogens into the environment, we need to find out who's releasing them and put them in prison.
Well, Jerry, you know, to be fair about this, I don't think they had Livermore labs back in 14th century. Bubonic plague. Well,
but they had very poor sanitation in cases.
No, I get that. Well, let me continue here.
Yeah.
Dr. Drew also says that, look, what's going on here is we have these homeless encampments,
right,
and basically in the middle of dumps, rats are just absolutely proliferating. Right. And he says that the raw sewage from 60,000 and counting homeless people in California around the L.A. area, 60,000, this stuff is going directly, not treated. This raw sewage is going directly in, right into the Pacific Ocean, right around the beaches out there.
Sure, through the storm drain system.
Sure.
Now, let me be clear, because you're in Texas, and you know that if you want to drive across Texas, that's going to take you a while.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's a sewage problem in Texas, it's very localized. And if you look at California, what you're talking about in these rat problems or whatever they want to talk about, these are pretty localized problems, and California is a big place, not as big as Texas, but it's a big place. And you just drive 20 minutes and you're out of the problem, you know. And so it's important to keep the perspective here. The media loves to hype a lot of this stuff, and they need a new thing for the new headline today, and they need to get people excited. Otherwise, you know, if it's the same headline as yesterday, why buy the paper? So it's always so, oh, now we got rats. I saw this headline today, and I'm going, I'm you know, I live in California, and this is, you know, as far as I'm concerned, there's no more rats here than anywhere else. You know, you go to, you know, like they say, there's Chicago, there's New Orleans, whatever. You know, you got rats in Thailand, you know, okay, fine. You know, not that a rat is a good thing, but frankly, where I am, there are no rats, or at least not in my house. I live out in the country, so they're probably out in the hills all over the place. Who knows? But, you know, let's just keep perspective on it.
Well, he's the one that came out and predicted a typhus outbreak recently.
Yeah, that's the big headline, typhus. Yeah. And there is, you know, there have been 80,000 plus homeless in the Southern California area, greater Los Angeles area, since I can remember. I was doing videos maybe 25 years ago, where we were in civic meetings talking about how to plan for homeless and this and that. You know, I was just the video boy. I was, you know, in these big upper level planning meetings where a lot of major political leaders were discussing these problems, and, you know, people calling themselves civic planners, you know, which I always thought was kind of a weird term because, you know, aren't you supposed to plan your own city? Why are people doing this in secret meetings behind our backs? But they were. And, you know, they would talk about this homeless problem and everything. And frankly, in California, I'm sure to some extent in Texas, everywhere else, we poured a lot of money into these problems. You know, we poured billions of dollars into the homeless problem. We put enough money into the homeless problem in California now to buy every homeless person a brand new house. So why do we still have homeless? You know, because the money is just diverted and consumed by bureaucratic nonsense. Yeah. I would guess.
Well, that's putting it mildly.
Right. That's the kind way of putting it.
Yes.
But you know, we have this ongoing problem of homelessness, but then we have this ongoing problem of government needing homelessness to justify taking money from us taxpayers. That's a bigger problem. You know, if government didn't make money on homelessness, they could fix homelessness tomorrow.
Yeah.
But that's not what they want to do.
And it always struck me, okay, they've got a homeless problem out there that may be growing. And they've got trash, and they've got dirty needles, and they've got all this stuff.
Yeah.
What always struck me was they were always complaining about these people littering, but they never supplied, you know, the steel-type commercial dumpsters, mm-hmm. you know, that the rats can't climb up on it and say, hey, Fred mm-hmm. and Pete, I'm going to lift the lid. Let's hop in here and have some lunch.
Right, you know. But we do have, I mean, I'm an L.A. guy. I know L.A. pretty well. I mean, there are trash cans all over the place. You know, we have public, you know, down the sidewalk. You know, you can toss things away. You know, we have these areas where homeless people congregate, where that we have what we call these tent cities. And we have certain areas like Santa Monica where the city government is very, you know, favorable toward, I don't know, the type of political values that draws the homeless population, you know. And I always say, if you're going to be homeless, why not live at the beach? And a lot of people do, you know, do it that way. And Santa Monica has, in many cases, been a little bit too hospitable to that, and you have a serious problem there. I have a friend who lives there, and there's a lot of crime. There's a lot of car break-ins. There's a lot of, you know, problems. And there are certain places where there's high concentrations of homeless in tents, and, you know, and there are what do you call health problems or, you know, sanitation problems in those pockets. You know, there's one, you know, obviously a major one downtown L.A., what we call Skid Row, kind of the east side of South Central L.A.
Yeah, there's no more Skid Row anymore. I mean, they tore those things down. They turned it into a real estate development.
There's a lot of development there.
Yeah.
But there's still, Skid Row is still there, believe me. If you go down through certain portions just east of downtown L.A.,
But the point, Jerry, is that Skid Row, it was habitated by the homeless and whatever else. Cheap places to live, you know, mm-hmm. $1 a night or $2 a night place, whatever.
Right.
But that has been done away with. In California, your list of options of living on the street or living someplace inexpensively, well, forget about living someplace inexpensively. There is no inexpensive place in California.
No, there are shelters and services. I mean, this is a big moneymaker for government. So they want the homeless thing to be right up front. They want you to see it. They want you to feel it. They want you to know about it. And they want you to pay for it in your taxes. And so it's a game. You know, they by maintaining the homeless problem, they maintain a revenue stream. And an excuse to raise taxes.
But okay. Jerry, I'm going to ask you to slow your roll here a little bit.
Sure.
Because the way I see this is, would it not be more profitable, rather than having non-tax-paying people on the streets, that they're actually employed and paying taxes to the state and on the goods and services that they use?
Of course, but that doesn't fit in with the narrative in California. You know, you've got homeless people that, or whatever segment of the population you're going to consider to be helpless and dependent on government, and you're going to increase the size of government to take care of that, and that's going to make everybody in government rich and give it your cousin jobs.
All right. Let's hold it right there. Jerry Day is my guest today. We'll take your phone calls. We'll continue right after this short break. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are back, continuing our conversations with Jerry Day. Samuel in California. Hello, Samuel.
Hi, John.
Hello.
Does your guest know about a German engineer by the name of Norbert Hauser?
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
He claims he can protect you from the negative effects of cell phones and bad water and all kinds of other gadgets. He might be something to look at so that more people could get that advantage.
Norbert, is that H-A-U-S-E-R? H-O-W-S-E-R?
Yes.
H-A-U?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and
check that out.
The phone cell protector is called Protect Pro, and he's saying that he takes nanotechnology, which is a billion splits. He takes it into a trillion splits, and they have purposely not patented their product because they don't want the bad guys to know how to utilize the technology. He's also linked to another engineer in Hong Kong called Mr. Lee. This might be some help for people out there that, to block. Mm-hmm. I think it's called, one of his other websites is called highenergy.biz, I do believe. If you don't mind me asking, I'm a Californian. Well, what part of California do you live in?
I'm in Southern California. If you know the area outside of Temecula, which is, I'm about a 2.5 hour drive southeast of the Los Angeles area.
Okay. Yeah, I'm way north.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you,
Samuel. I appreciate your call. Thank you. All right.
Let me, if I can just maybe comment briefly on that. I don't know that technology. It might be fabulous. There are a lot of scammers, a lot of charlatans trying to promise you that they're going to fix your EMF problems. It's got to be real. There are things, medallions you hang around your neck. Mm-hmm. There are things like this that have been tested. And I just recently heard of a test where they tested it on chickens. And they had two chicken coops, and they blasted both of these chicken coops with radio frequencies. And in one of them, they used some of these supposedly shielding protective devices. In the other chicken coop, they didn't use anything. And the chicken coop that had no protection, the chickens were all huddled in a corner and not feeling good and not behaving well. In the chicken coop that had the medallions, the protection, whatever that was, the kind of like the frequency shielding, whatever they called it, the chickens were happy and living their lives and eating and pecking and running around. And then the chickens who were protected in this particular way died at half the lifespan of the chickens who were protecting themselves.
So they were happy until they died?
Yeah. So in other words, they did have something that made you feel better, but it didn't extend your life. In fact, it reduced your life because you were exposing yourself to radio frequencies without feeling the symptoms, the repercussions. So there is a lot of things that are not known about how radio frequencies work and affect us and how we really can and cannot protect us from it. And when I say shielding, radio frequencies can be shielded. And shielding is one of the things we talk to people about when they're trying to deal with their smart meters and all that. But shielding literally means a barrier, a metal barrier with a ground connection. That is shielding. Hanging a medallion on your neck is not shielding.
No.
Pretty much.
I have a friend, Jerry, that built his own house. Mm-hmm. He laid every stone of that house, he and his son. Mm-hmm. And basically what he did was built one gigantic Faraday cage.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, this guy is protected. There's nothing in that house that is not hardwired. There's nothing around that house that is not grounded.
Right.
And I got to tell you something. I sleep very, very peacefully when I go there. Now, I understand that it might be a little bit of the environment that I'm in, but I also know that I'm sleeping at night, and I don't care if it's radio waves, I don't care if it's microwaves, I don't care if it's coming out of a router, I don't care where it's emanating from. It doesn't get me in my little comfy bed, and I sleep like a baby.
Yeah, well, that's good. And there are many, many people, most people are not immediately, reactionary to radio frequencies. That's just, like I said, maybe 15, 20% of the population. So, yeah, most of us can take a little bit of it. And I was going to say about your friend with a Faraday cage house is he's got to be very careful, and as you said, to have hardwired things. If you make the mistake of putting a Wi-Fi router inside there, you are now living inside a microwave oven. You got to be very careful. Shielding is a little risky because when you shield heavily, you got to make sure nothing is getting inside there because it does not get out.
Yeah. All right. Let's take this bottom of the hour break. We've got a long segment coming up. We already have the calls piling on. 800-313-9443. You want to get in on this conversation on this edition of the National Intel Report on this Friday? Just call us at 800-313-9443. We'll be right back with Jerry Day. We're going to the end of the line.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back, and the calls continue for my guest today, Jerry Day. Fred in Iowa, go, Fred.
Yeah, go, Fred, Fred. Hey, gentlemen, I'm an old fort that lived in the San Francisco Bay Area 20 years ago for 7 years, and I listened to KFSO, the radio station in the Bay Area, and a scientist that worked at Louis Livermore Lab. And he was a scientist, and he's always talking about his log truck. And then Michael Savage, I was at a demonstration at the courthouse there, and heard the Catholic priest, Malachi Martin, and a Jesuit priest with seven kids, and was on this station. The point I'm getting to, you're coming out with these websites like a bullet, and I want to get them written down. Now, I've got from yesterday, internationally displaced people.org. Is that correct?
No, it's that is not correct at all, because it used to be internally displaced people.org, but as I said, she's now changed that, and that is updated to idpsolutions.org. Okay, that's all you need for Jackie Figg. Jackie Figg is a crusader and a legal fighter, and very,
yeah,
very
worth
calling.
Now, what's this one? EMF Health.
Yeah, that's HELP Center. EMF HELP center.com.
H-E-L-P?
Yeah, like help.
Okay.
Like help me.
Okay, wait a minute. Fred, you're stepping on him. For the benefit of the people that have not written that site down, Jerry, please, one more time.
Yeah, emfhelpcenter.com. And that is primarily focused right now on not just electromagnetic frequencies, but those that you have to deal with from your utility meter, which are high energy density pulsed radiation coming from that, high invasive surveillance. There's a switching mode power supply in that utility meter that they need to steal electricity from you to run their surveillance device. That switching mode power supply causes dirty electricity all over your wiring of your house, and that cannot be shielded. That is corrected with a line conditioner, which we talk about on that website. So we have gone down the rabbit hole on these, on the electronic utility meters, and come up with the solutions and the dealing with that, because a lot of people are being harmed and getting sick from those things, and they do not know why. So our website for that is emfhelpcenter.com.
All right. Fred, thank you very much for your call. Let's go to Jan in Ohio. Hello, Jan.
Hello, gentlemen. Thank you for the great show this evening.
Yes, ma'am.
I was the last holdout in my county of 9,000 people for a smart meter. I actually had done a lot of research on it before they installed it. And I ended up having to have it on the house. I was looking into options, and mainly I didn't want it. I had to have it. It was like you said, you either have the smart meter or you get no electric. Mm-hmm. So I was hoping to have it moved from where my current meter is, because I stand about three-fourths of my day, I stand right behind that wall
right
in the kitchen. It's my main serving counter and everything. And I read where if you're within 6 feet of the meter, you're getting maximum waves.
That's
so
heavy,
I tried
yeah
to have them move it off the house, or around, off to a different place, and it was very prohibitive. It was some crazy thousands of dollars.
Right.
And I looked at options. Finally, I had to, this option was probably not a good one, but they had suggested getting a worker to come out and take the siding off and put copper sheeting around the smart meter for a few feet all around it, and they suggested that might help, so that was the cheapest option. So I did that. My question is, I still think I'm getting a lot of waves in here, and I'm interested in getting some kind of a device that I could measure.
Yeah.
And I know there's an acoustimeter or something like that, and I wondered if you could help me with that.
Yeah, yeah. The acoustimeter is excellent. It's a little pricey, and it only measures radio frequencies. There's another device that we recommend, and we have a lot of information about it on the emfhelpcenter.com website, and that is the Cornet ED88. T plus, Cornet ED88T plus. Now this is a tri-mode meter. It measures radio frequencies, electric fields, and magnetic fields.
Okay.
And we're not hyping this to sell it. We don't make any money off this. We I work with a building biologist at that website. You'll see him on our website at emfhelpcenter.com. I asked this building biologist to go out and research this and find the most affordable but effective meter. Because people were paying way too much. They're paying $400 or $500 for some of these. There's a meter called the Gigahertz Solutions. Fantastic meter, but expensive. And I thought, do they need to spend this much? And you are absolutely right on your instincts. You need a scanning meter. There's no way to know what you're getting without a meter, because this, you know, radio frequencies are completely imperceptible to humans, except those who are affected medically by them. So yes, you need a scanning meter, and we recommend that Cornet ED88T. You will see that some terrific support and information on how. There's a video tutorial on our website how to set that meter up. There is information there about how to read it kind of summarized information, so you'll know what the numbers mean in terms of this. If you see this number on your Cornet, this means a slight biological hazard. If you see this number, it means an extreme biological hazard. You know, real plain as day help on that on our website.
Do you know what the cost of that is, just ballpark?
So, just under 200. I've heard 179.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot better than the ones I had looked at. Do you think that copper shielding, I heard you mention grounding it. To my knowledge, mine is not grounded, so does that make it in effect?
No, it doesn't. It makes it like a mirror instead of a sponge. So the radio frequencies bounce around off of it, but they aren't absorbed by it. When you put that ground...
Is that of any effect, any benefit, do you think, or was that a wasted effort?
Oh, no. That is a good... that when you described that, I said, yeah, that sounds like good shielding. Did they put a big panel of copper behind your service or your utility meter in the wall? Is that what they did?
They did it from the outside. They took the siding off of the house and then just nailed big sheets of copper up, I'd say about 4 foot around the meter.
Yeah.
I don't know if they put it actually behind the meter. I'm not sure.
Now, Jan, let me ask you a question. Who paid for that?
For the copper cladding?
Actually,
I was responsible for that part of it because it was my request be shielded from it, and they don't provide anything like that.
Right. Your utility company doesn't take any responsibility. They say, oh, this is all less harmful than a cell phone, and they just lie right to your face.
Mm-hmm. I did all my research before I talked to these guys, and it's amazing that they changed the name of it. They don't even call them smart meters anymore because people are smart to that.
Yeah.
They have another name for them, and then they tell you they've got these talking points I had studied where they said that they would tell you, if you're concerned about these bursts of radio waves, that they're going to tell you that it only bursts like every 6 hours, and you just get a few bursts, which, as I found out, was not true because the meters are chattering all day long, and you're getting pings off everybody else's all day long.
You'll hear this little lie. They'll say, oh, it only sends data twice a day. Well,
yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah, it only sends data, but it's pinging every 4 seconds, and it's the same amount of radio frequencies. So they're deliberately misleading you. They're deliberately lying you. Yeah.
I told them that, and they acted. I went to the top. I mean, I talked to the top dude, and he was totally, I can't figure if he was knowingly just acting like he didn't know it or he truly didn't know it. Because these guys that came out here, I believe they didn't know a thing about any of that.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jan, if I were you, I would invest in that meter because wait till they put the 5G on your street.
Well, now here's the problem. I got to tell you this. Some of the frequencies in 5G are not readable on any consumer-level meter.
Really?
You need a spectrum analyzer and a scientific degree to know how to read some of these frequencies. They're up in what they call millimeter wave frequencies.
Right, because they're smaller. They're so small.
Yeah, yeah. And all of the consumer scanning meters that you can buy, the Acoustimeter, everything, all of them, are below those frequencies and do not get up into those higher frequencies. And 5G.
So you need a different device?
You'd need a different device, but it's a $10,000 scientific spectrum analyzer. You can't find it.
I'm sitting here and I'm listening to this conversation, and we've talked about going to the city council, and then we described how they turn that against the people that, the government can't come out and mandate anything on you, but they certainly are good at doing that. But if there are concerns, and we know damn right well these utility companies in all 50 states have heard the same complaints. This is why they have their pre-prepared script and read back to the public.
Yeah.
But
right.
What about going after the utility company? Okay, you're going to put the smart meter on my home. I want you to prove to me that it's not emitting dangerous frequencies.
Well, that's not going to work, and here's why: because they say no, you have to prove it is, and
yeah,
game over.
Yeah, that's why I want the device.
Right, and exactly, and it's like, do you want electricity or don't you? There's no argument. They're not engaging. They're bullying. They're threatening. They say, well, we'll just cut off your electricity. We'll charge you penalties. You're a troublemaker. It's all that nonsense. So what you do is, you just mitigate. Okay. You say, sure, put it on there. And then like I say, we had to go through a lot of research and figure all this out. But you have to mitigate. Because if you go into battle you're going to lose. These are powerful people. They have more lawyers than you do. They have more money than you do. You're dependent on their electric service. So what we do is we just say, fine, do what you want to do, and we'll fix it on this end. And you kind of have to do that now, and because the utility companies are being not only completely unreasonable, but they're completely lying about everything they're doing. And you have to become a little bit informed and take matters into your own hands. Now, this is especially important if you have children and those children are sleeping anywhere near that utility meter. They're getting damaged, especially young girls. Young girls carry their reproductive system in a certain way to where they can be permanently damaged, and they can have birth defects in your grandchildren from any kind of radiation. So you don't want to have that exposure. And so get the children away from that meter. And don't let them sleep. When you're sleeping, you're extra vulnerable to that. Your cells are in a sort of a vulnerable state during that time.
All right, but, Jen, thank you very much for your call. Let me go to Chance in West Virginia. Hello, Chance.
Yes, hello, John. Hello, Mr. Day. I'm calling in reference to that previous caller, Samuel, I believe, from California, regarding Norbert. His name was pronounced, as a matter of fact, he was a guest on Deanna Spingola's show a couple of weeks ago. And I jotted down some information. It might be useful for Mr. Day.
Yep.
His name was pronounced Heuser. So right. I would presume that's spelled H-E-U-S-E-R. And the website, Mr. Day, if you're interested, is protechpro.net. That's P-R-O.net.
Okay. Check it out.
I don't know if... Yeah, that's because I was listening to that show on RBN a couple of weeks ago, and I jotted down this information. So, and like I said, his name is pronounced Heuser. So I would presume H-E-U-S-E-R for what it's worth. Okay,
right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I'm having a little problem here. There it pops up. Okay, thank you, Chance. I appreciate your call. Another call. I got a couple more calls from California. Ralph in California. Hello, Ralph. You're on with Mr. Day.
Hi, John. Yeah, thank you. I'm just calling regarding, I do the installations for internet, telephone, and TV.
Mm-hmm.
So primary ones go on the data. And I do tell people about the Wi-Fi effects. My question is more of, do you see it as a business opportunity being able to get one of those meters and then kind of like secure the house for definitely the moms that have newborns?
Are you suggesting a company going out and doing some field testing for a fee for people?
Yeah, I go out there. I mean, I could do simple installations, but also just more, because I tell people there's Wi-Fi paint if they want to paint the house, I mean, the room that the baby's in, if they want to protect them.
Hold on. Wi-Fi paint? This is the first I've heard of this.
Shielding paint, yes.
Okay, what is this?
I guess it's paint with metal fragments in it that'll help reflect the Wi-Fi.
Okay.
Right. This is one way to mitigate. I want to say, Ralph, that's a great idea. And actually, what you're talking about is becoming what's referred to as a building biologist. And that means in a building, what are the biological hazards and how do you mitigate that? And I strongly suggest you go to our website, emfhelpcenter.com, and you will see contacts there for the Building Biology Society, International Boyer. Building Biology Society. And that society can certify you as a building biologist. And if you're going to offer services to mitigate the biological effects of wireless, why not have a good certification from a credible international agency to do that? And there are a lot of technical things to learn in order to be competent at that. So I would suggest looking into that. And I would say, since you are installing the wireless devices, to actually have some who understands the hazards and who can help people protect themselves, while you're installing these devices. It's fabulous. I wish that everyone who installed or was in the wireless industry was required to learn some of these things, because we've got a disconnect. We've got one industry that's giving you a lot of bandwidth and entertainment and exposing you to very harmful radiation, and another industry which is trying to protect you from that radiation. Why not let these people get together and get a balance and get a compromise so that we can have our entertainment and have our bandwidth, but also be protected? And your idea is fantastic, Ralph, to do that and to offer both sides and you know we're going to give you this electronic technology, and we're going to make it safe. What a terrific idea,
Ralph. Let me ask you a question, Bill. Ralph. Are you an are you an independent contractor, or are you specifically paid by an internet company?
Oh no, I'm paid by a provider.
Okay, well, you better watch yourself if you're going to start offering the services of, you know.
Oh, that's okay. That's not a problem, because as long as it doesn't conflict work that they would do, and this definitely wouldn't be their work.
No. I get that. But no, but your message is, I'm here to install your Wi-Fi. By the way, this stuff can kill you. They might have a little problem with that.
He can go hardwired. He can show them how to go hardwired.
Wait a minute.
What is the website again?
EMFhelpcenter.com, and you're looking for a building biologist by the name of Orem Miller, and you'll see him right on the home page, and there are contacts for him personally, and he is an instructor and certifier for the International Building Biology Association, and we also have contacts for that association right there next to him on our website. So that is ground central for you to go and find out how to become certified and educated in that area. And you can go in there, and I think it's a terrific idea that he could go in on behalf of a cable or internet provider and say, I am not only going to hook you up, I'm going to do it safely, and I'm going to give you the hardwired option instead of the wired option unless you demand the wired option,
right.
and tell you the biological hazards of the wireless option.
I'm just having a hard problem trying to digest the concept here. If you're working directly for a company that's providing that service,
providing wireless.
Whoa! Ralph, hold on. Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying. No, I mean they all want wireless, but the moms, when I bring that up, they're very much interested.
Let me say, John, that the internet company assumes you're going to want wireless because you don't know the hazards. And so everybody's ignorant about this, so they just say the easy thing is stick in a Wi-Fi antenna. Now, they're not going to lose money if Ralph goes in and says, by the way, I can give you this hardwired option, and by the way, this is how the wireless is going to make you sick, and he's going to educate people. And the internet company will not lose a dime. Because, you know, they're still going to have to sell, you know, a router. They're still going to have their monthly fee. They're still going to have everything. And so that's not really.
People need internet.
Yeah, they're not selling wireless. They're selling bandwidth.
I don't want to beat this point to death because we're running out of time here. The point was missed here, but be that as it may, we'll move on. Ralph, thank you very much for your call. Thank you, sir.
Good idea.
All right. Chris in California. Hello, Chris.
Hi, I live in Kern County, and about 6 years ago, Southern California Edison gave me the opt-out, and I have it to this day, and I paid $75 up front and $10 a month for 36 months. They put a sticker on it, opt-out customer, it's the old analog, and they offered me the same thing with Southern California Gas.
That's great.
And I did the same thing for the same rate. And now the question is, will I ever renege?
Yeah, they'll come back to you sooner or later and want to put an electronic meter on you. And they like your opt-out money, by the way. And what they're doing now...
Oh, no, that was over. They got They got 36 months for $10 extra a month and 75 initially.
Yeah, so now they're telling you that forever you can keep your electromechanical meter?
Can they renege or can they...
They can renege any day. If you read the opt-out contract, it even says in the current opt-out contracts for most providers, it says, oh, by the way, by entering this opt-out contract, you're agreeing to let us put in an electronic meter whenever we want. They put all kinds of sneaky stuff in those opt-out contracts. Now, that may not be in yours because you had one early on. But right now, if you go get an opt-out contract, first of all, you don't get an electromechanical meter. You get another electronic one that has dirty electricity, that has surveillance, that has fire hazard, and all they're promising to do is reduce the radio frequency. So it's not an opt-out, and it's fraud.
I got my original meters. I even have a backup generator, 16 kilowatts. So there's just too much here for them to mess with.
Okay, Chris, I've got to cut you loose. We're literally running out of time here, and I wanted to set a minute aside to let people understand that we are listener-supported here, and the funds are way down. If you're enjoying this type of programming that you're hearing today and you want to hear more of it on this network, folks, please support this network. Please, for God's sakes, go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Donate button at the top right under our moniker, because you can handle the truth. Real news, real talk, real people. Hit that donate button. That'll take you to a PayPal page. You do not have to be a member of PayPal. You can make a one-time donation or set yourself up for a monthly donation to keep this information flowing to you. Or our address, just simply write us at RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can call into the network. Mike doesn't mind. He's wearing so many hats right now, he can't see what he's doing. 800-724-2719, extension 3. 3 only, because there's nobody at those other extensions at the late time of the day. Thank you very much, Tony. I'll give you about a minute, minute and a half here, because we're flat out of time.
I'll be very succinct. 5G lifts up the cytoskeleton, and it disrupts many body functions, which include skin burns, sleep lesions, and I will take my answer offline. Thank you so much, and a great show.
Thank Bye. You, Tony.
Yeah, Tony knows what he's talking about, and this is a higher frequency wave, so they say, oh, it doesn't penetrate your body. It only affects your skin. Okay. You know, and I'm supposed to like it because it only damages my skin.
Right.
So you know, it's kind of a silly thing. But Tony's got some good information. Hopefully in another show he can call back in and share more of that. The biological effects of 5G will be far greater, and they're unknown at this point. And it is weaponized radiation. It is the same frequencies that they use for crowd control, both non-lethal and lethal weaponry. So we're headed down a very dark road here with this 5G experiment.
Folks, I hope you copy down the websites available: emfhelpcenter.com, freedomtaker.com, even Jerry's own website, jerryday.com. And there was another one out there for Jackie Figg, that is idpsolutions.org. And this has been a pretty rapid 2 hours, Jerry.
You very, very. Thanks for your thanks for letting me come on.
Well, I thank you for coming on at such short notice, and we're going to have you back.
Absolutely. Anytime. Happy to. John, you're doing great work with RBN, and look forward to tuning in.
All righty, sir. I appreciate that very much. All right, folks, that's it for my program this Friday. Back with you Monday with another edition of the National Intel Report. And remember, we've got a couple of things going on here. Okay, nobody has responded to our front site. It's the same thing we were running before, only a little different twist for married couples. Both of you can now go on the $500 donation made to Republic Broadcasting Network. Hello, are you listening out there? This is an opportunity for you both to be brought up to speed, to bring out your, the mastery of your firearm, and it very well may save your life. So at any rate, thank you for being here today. Please, folks, support this network. We're flat out of money, so we're doing the best we can. I'm trying to get any advertising into this place that we can. Help us stay on the air, folks. Let's help each other. We got a long road to hoe here, that's for sure.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.